Good morning, my boss. I hope everyone is well. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Admosai pisoyim to ahavu pasi. V'leitzim lotzon chondulahem. V'chsilim yisnu udas. V'nei odom ha-merachkim atfam min ha-toru hu machma shloshan yonim. Aleph, machmas shenispatu b'yitzon, leilach achatavas olam hazeh. They were persuaded. The allure of olam hazeh captivated them. V'sovim shezehu be'etzem tov, v'yezeh kemochein la'olam. This phenomenon is as common and natural as it is irrational. It's irrational because intellectually we all know that Olam Haza is temporary. And by definition, if you write a fraction of whatever the numerator is, Yemeshana Senebuim Shivim Shana, Vimbigvur Shmonim Shana, so let's make the numerator 70 or 80. But you put infinity, you put Nitzchios, you put eternity, not infinity, you put eternity in the denominator. So the 70 is not even a part of a whole. Rationally, that there's no way a person can become focused upon, preoccupied with Olam Hazeh. It's the most irrational course of action there is. Moshe l'mad over domer. Let's say you take a temporary apartment for 3 weeks. And the landlord tells you, but I just want you to know, from the get-go that I'm not in a position to renew your lease after 3 weeks. There's not a chance of it, but for 3 weeks, I can let you stay. So you're not going to invest the tens of thousands of dollars painting and redoing the floors and building built-in bookcases. You're not going to be preoccupied with what's so fleeting, with what's so ephemeral. And yet, as rationally compelling and clear as it is, human nature is such, especially when a person is young and feels Baruch Hashem strong and vibrant such that a person feels as if he's going to live forever. That's the psychological reality. So if that's the case, so then my lease is not for 3 weeks. So then there is a temptation to become preoccupied with all those upgrades in my apartment. So sovim shezo be'etzem tov yezek kamochem la'olam is not a rationally driven perception. It's more of an psychologically based experience. The Habez, another cause that sidetracks a person from devoting himself as he should to Torah, shechafetzim, specifically Talmud Torah, shechafetzim the daber dvarim telim. Af she'ein bo zeh hanos zeh, even though there's no physical enjoyment from shmuzin, Mikol Mokum, whom also gets them. But again, human nature is such that people enjoy, we enjoy schmoozing. See, this is already the second time that the Gaon is identifying for us. You know, there are Yetzirahs, which are very real, that we need to be aware of in order to overcome beyond just physical urges. You know, beyond physical tithes. Obviously, those are very real and very strong. But we had earlier, he spoke about the Yetzirah HaKa'asoni as distinct from the Yetzirah HaTa'avoni. And now the Gaon is talking about this, again, this inclination because of this, again, non-physical enjoyment of Stam, shmuzin. V'hagimel machmasha talmudom kosha aleihem. V'rotzim shetehei Torah bo'o me'atzmo lehem b'li Torah. V'ksharoim shen ha'Torah bo'o le'yodom ozim osa. Ki enem roi misikusa. The third is those who initially, you know, as it were, they stick their toe in the water. And initially, they dabble in Talmud Torah. But not just predictably, but inevitably encounter difficulty. Because Torah is nicknamed B'yegiya U'bamala. It's not supposed to be simple, smooth sailing. It's supposed to be require exertion. The Tzuras HaDvarim is that a person encounters a difficulty in a sugya, he works and works until he makes that breakthrough, until he makes the progress. A person initially is just, even this is a prior stage now. I'm saying Shalok Haseda. A person initially is struggling to learn how to approach a sugya. How do you think about a sugya? How do you tackle a question in a sugya? And there's going to be some wandering around. When you wander around, you end up with some dead ends. You bump into some walls. And that's, again, it's not only part of the course, it's part of the course. It's part of the Torah being nicknamed B'yegiya U'bamala. And we want and therefore expect everything to be easy and smooth. And as a result, so when this difficulty, which is endemic, which is part of the process, when we encounter it, so then we Rachman al Tzlan, abandon ship. V'zer shenema admosai pisoyim. Who, that first phrase in the pasuk is addressing the first group. Ha'ochem acha pitra yitzram. So pesi here doesn't translate as fools as much as those who have been persuaded, that those who have been lured into tanugei olam hazeh. Who neged ahochem acha pito yitzom lirdof acha tavas olam hazeh? To ahavu pesi, to you nochem the hispatos. Here's also an important episode. Obviously, a person is susceptible to influence. We all are susceptible to influence. But how quickly that influence will happen, so is often going to be a function of how much receptivity there was in the first place. If you broach an idea, if you make a suggestion to me, that I'm not initially sort of primed for. So I'm not gonna be so easily persuaded and easily drawn in. But if there's a receptivity, so then all it's gonna take is the slightest nudge, the slightest invitation. And that's what the pasuk says. At Mosai Pesayim, yeah, it's true that Olam Hazah, there isn't a Lord Olam Hazah. But Shlomo HaMelech is addressing us and saying, but you're making yourselves especially receptive to it by the Ta'avu Pesi, but by being so open to it and welcoming to you Nochem this Patos. The Leitzim, scoffers, scorners, who neged akata shneshem yoshve kranos. Lotzon chomdu lahem, ki bozeh ein lahem afano asaguf, rak shehem chomdu asalotzon, machma shehi avera gedola. More on that in the next pasuk l'nedar. Not today, but the next possibly another. Uksila yisna udas. Fools hate knowledge. Who negate akatash lishas. She'enam chafetzim litroach v'leidas ha-Torah. Heim nikra'im ksilim. Ki haksil hu hepach ha-yodea. So the fool, the Gaon says, is not a measure of IQ. We're not saying that the person is a fool by virtue of a subpar IQ. The Ksil is someone who doesn't pursue knowledge, someone who's not looking to gain knowledge. He could have his IQ could be off the charts. But the ksil is a function of what his priorities are, what he devotes himself to. Yitachen, that's something along these lines. That the Rambam writes in Perek Hei of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha based that Al Yavu B'Machshav Tocho Dovah Zeh She'omim Tipshei Ha'umos V'Rov Golme B'nei Yisrael Shakadosh Baruch Hu Gozal Ha'odom Mitchilas B'Yosel Yos Tzadik Ha'Rosh Ein Adover Kein. Don't even entertain the thought for a fleeting moment that there's predeterminism. It's not the case. Ela kol adam v'adam roili as tzaddik k'moshe Rabbeinu v'roshe k'yiravim. He can't be a navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but he can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or wicked like Yiravim. O chacham o sochal. Or a person can choose whether to be wise or a fool. So clearly here, again, a person can't choose his IQ. You know, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes in others, you know, midos are a kinyan. A person acquires midos, but haseichel is matana. Whatever degree of seichel a person has, that's a matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So what does the Rambam mean, o chacham o sochal? No, the same thing, the way the Gaon is using the word, is defining the word ksil. I don't know, you wonder if it's like keves kesev, if it's really the same word, because sometimes you have the same word with the... you know, with a variation where you interchange the two letters, that the sochel means a person who's not prioritizing chachma, who doesn't want chachma, who doesn't pursue chachma, regardless of the IQ. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. So, Blina and Mr. Shem, we'll continue in Sefer Mitzvahs at about 11:20. Blina and Mr. Shem, around 11:20. Okay, Rosse, have a good productive morning. Everyone, be well, be safe.